Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What up, bitches? Welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I am your host, Francesca Amber, who is coming at you today with a different kind of episode. And I'm not going to lie to you, this made me feel all kinds of anxiety and imposter syndrome and thinking, oh, is everybody going to hate mail me? Because this is not something that I normally speak about. But I did recently on my Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram already, what are you fucking doing with your life? I'm at Francesca Amber, where I've had my ass out a lot recently. This is on the advice of Paul Brunson, who said that my Instagram doesn't look like I'm looking for a man. So in case there's any avoidance of any doubt, I've got my ass out on quite a few pictures. I hope you enjoyed that. Or you can follow me at Law of Attraction Changed My Life. So I spoke about this on my Instagram stories, and I had somebody message me saying, please be careful about what you say because there are people with eating disorders. And I was like, bitch, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I respect what you're saying, but I'm one of them. So I'm putting a little disclaimer at the top of this episode. If you are somebody who suffers from an eating disorder, and you feel like, or sorry, should I say you have disordered eating, and you feel like you do not want to hear about calorie counting or mindsets around health goals or losing weight or having any kind of health goal, just I'm putting it all out there, exercise, whatever it might be, skip this episode, go back, listen to one of the other ones because there is a wealth of great episodes out there. Even if I do say so myself, even if I do say so, there's some great ones on doing things for your future self, on all kinds of shit, living your best main character energy. So just skip this episode because I'm just, this is like my very long disclaimer now saying I am not a nutritionist. I am not a fitness expert. I am not a health coach. This is just how I've managed to change my mindset recently over an area of my life and an area of goals that has always eluded me. It's always managed to slip through the net every year that I have made my New Year's goals. So I just wanted to put that up top so that anyone that this is not in alignment with, please, respectfully, I love you. You gotta go. I'll see you next week. Okay, whoever's left now, let me start by saying, so every year when I do my New Year's goal setting, I always say that my health is my wealth. And every January, I have it as like my top priority for the year. I think every single year that I've been doing this, I've had that as my number one priority. Maybe apart from 2020, because I was in such financial shit. I was like, I just got to hustle this year. But apart from that year, it was always my number one goal. But guess what? Spoiler alert. I never made any headway on it. at all. Like not even 1%. I always failed, always. If anything, my disordered eating and binge eating has gotten worse over the years. I've got a lot fatter than I've ever been. And I'm the kind of person that, this is something else I want to say up top as well, is I know that I will get people messaging me saying, but you don't look fat. I follow your Instagram, like you don't look fat. Number one, I'm really tall. I'm 5'10", like Cindy Crawford. So I can put on quite a bit of weight and I can hide it. Like I can hide that shit. I also only post flattering pictures of myself. I don't post the pictures where I don't feel great. Okay. So that's the second thing. I have slowly gone up, up, up. I now was buying size 16 things, which I cannot believe. I was buying size 16s. I've never been that. I've usually been like a 10 to a 12. And so I personally felt really uncomfortable. Also, the other thing I want to say is that I think I'm the kind of person that carries very deadly weight, which is visceral fat. So I'm not the kind of person that can like eat really badly and then I'll noticeably put on loads of weight. And that's where it's really dangerous, is where you still look kind of skinny, but you are putting it around all of your organs. So as I have had children and then become a single mother and then just been like the sole income of the household, it has been more important to me than ever. Like my health is so, so vital. It's my number one priority, because if you are a single mother or you know a single mother, you will know that their number one fear is that if they died, their children would be split up, their home would be torn apart, and everything that they know would be, you know, would all change. And that's a huge fear I think every mother has, right? But it doubles down for single mothers, because, you know, for me, my children would be split up. Bohemia would live apart from her sisters. And so even though that is a huge fear of mine, I still could never muster enough energy to change it. I still couldn't muster enough energy to change my awful health habits, which was I was getting Deliveroo. Just, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I was getting Deliveroo like twice a day. I was eating out a huge amount. I was binge eating chocolate all the time. I was definitely emotionally eating. And getting healthy and working out and being a clean eater, it just seemed like an overwhelmingly huge task. Just overwhelmingly huge. So I wondered, do I always fail at this because it was a habit-based goal? So a lot of other goals I had, like to buy my dream house or to, I don't know, whatever my goals were that I seemed to hit, like money goals and stuff. Did I manage to do those really easily because there was like a specific end goal and this was like more of a habit-based goal? I don't know. I thought that that might be the case. And so I read Atomic Habits in the book club and I read everything that I could on the formation of habits, about how so much of our daily life is on autopilot. I read about self-discipline. I found out about self-love and self-acceptance, and nothing worked. Like nothing worked. The only mild success that I had was a book called Overcoming Emotional Eating. But unfortunately, the timing of that, it actually really worked. And that's the first time that I was like, oh my God, I feel a difference. And then as soon as we finished that book, I lost my kitchen, my dining table, everything, because I had my whole kitchen and downstairs remodeled. So it made eating, which was already a difficult task for me, like 100 times more difficult. And if you've ever tried to do any habit-based changes in your life, you'll know that your environment is like one of the most important things for helping you to change a habit. And so that just like totally fucked me up. And the only other thing that kind of helped me is my weight loss subliminal, which has a lot about emotional eating in it. Now, so many people have purchased that subliminal and said to me, it's so weird. I listen to it and then the next day, like I just crave healthy food and I don't crave what I normally want. And I'm like, I know, it's crazy, isn't it? But to be honest, just listening to a weight loss subliminal is not enough to change. Like it takes more than that. So let me take you on my little journey here. So this January, I once again, for the 500th fucking time, set out to improve my health. But this time, I decided to approach it differently. Now, have you ever heard people saying like the universe is guiding them and they're getting like signs? Well, all of a sudden, I just started thinking about Atomic Habits a lot. And I don't know why. I read that book about a year and a half ago. And although I read it and was like, oh, that all makes sense, I never really implemented it into my life. But all of a sudden, it just kept cropping up in my mind. And I was like, do you know what? I'm going to try and improve my health. But this time, using tiny incremental changes. And guess what? Spoiler alert, it's only gone and fucking worked. It's only gone and worked. So we are now well into the third month of the year. And I'm actually really getting somewhere. It feels completely different in my body and in my soul. And so I really just wanted to share it with you guys because this is something that has been really hard for me to change. And I really feel like I've actually cracked it. So let's start on January the 1st. Now, the first thing I did was I set the intention that my number one priority for the year was health is wealth. And that was my motto for the year. Health is wealth. Now, you'll know if you've done my goal setting party. If you haven't done it, you are not too late. You can still purchase a ticket to it. It's about a 3-hour video. It's at francescaamber.com. I'll put the link down below. And actually, this time of year really is the ideal time for setting your goals for the year. So you ain't too late, bitch. So in this, we set a motto for the year, and it's kind of like this recurring affirmation that we say to ourselves to remind ourselves of where we need to stay on track. And for me, it was health is wealth. Health is wealth. That was my number one priority for the year. Now, the first thing I did was nothing for the first few weeks. Now, a lot of people will fail with their New Year's resolutions by the second week of January. And if you have listened to any of my previous episodes on the power of the seasons and cyclical living, you will know that midwinter, January, is the worst time to be trying to force your body up and out and into action and start depriving yourself of food and trying to up your exercise intake to something that you never did before and really shock your body. It's the worst fucking time. So the first thing I did, and this is really important, is I did nothing for the first few weeks. My midwinter energy was so low that for the first time in my goddamn life, I honoured the part of the cycle that I was in. I didn't berate myself for having super low energy. I didn't berate myself for having SAD. And I didn't force myself to start at the worst time. But ironically, what people think is the best time to start a health goal on the 1st of January. So I allowed myself to rest. That was the first thing that I did. I honoured my body. I honoured the cycle. I honoured myself. I honoured winter. And I was like, let me just fucking rest and live my life, okay? Now, midway through January, I decided to start making one tiny change at a time to work towards my health goals. The reason I chose just one tiny change at a time is because even when we make a positive change in our lives, this acts as a stressor on our bodies. So we can't really take any more than two changes at a time. So say you were trying to give up smoking or you were trying to give up drinking. That is not the time to be starting a new job or moving house or having a baby or, I don't know, also trying to go vegan. Like, even if it is a positive change on our lives, we really can't add too many stresses to our bodies at any one time. Otherwise, we're just going to fucking fail. We are just going to fail. So slow and steady really does win the race. So that first change was simply to take my supplements and vitamins every single day. Now, I have an autoimmune disease that I forget to take my pills for all the time. I also take very amazing symbiotics that I have shipped in from LA that are incredible, really great for my microbiome, really great for my gut. Do I remember to take them? Do I fuck? So I had my symbiotics, I had all my supplements, I had my amazing vitamins from Better You. Use LOA10 for 10% off. I fucking love Better You. So I had all this stuff, but I wasn't actually taking it. Now, I am an anemic bitch, so if I don't have my iron, if I don't have my supplements, I very quickly become very tired, very fatigued, very pale. And so that's no good to anyone. So my first goal was just to take my vitamins and my tablets every week. So there's a couple of things I did that really go along with the guidelines of Atomic Habits. And I want to just show you how this kind of plays out in real life. So the first thing I did was I added sorting out my pills for the week and decanting my pills for the week into my Sunday planning. Now, this is called habit stacking. This is taking a habit that you already have that is just part of autopilot now because you just do it effortlessly. And for me, that is my Sunday night planning. I plan out my week, I do my food shop online, and then I added on, I will decant my pills out for the week. So habit stacking, really easy way to incorporate a new habit is to stack it onto an existing habit. I decanted all of my supplements into a weekly pill box. So this made it really easy to take all of my supplements. I didn't have to read the side of the bottle and be like, wait, is this one before food, after food, on an empty stomach, as you wake up, when you go to sleep? What the fuck is it? Like, how many do I take a day? I didn't have to be rattling around with 10 different bottles. I just had it all made really easy because they were all pre-measured out into AM and PM slots. So this is making it easy. Making it visible. This is another really important part of creating a new habit. So I put it in the kitchen. This sounds really simple, but I had a habit of keeping my supplements in my office, but I only work in my office 3 days a week. So there's the other 4 days of the week where I ain't taking nothing. So making it visible. And also making it satisfying. So it was really satisfying for me to see an empty box at the end of the week. I'm weird. I'm the sort of person that loves to use up products. I love to have empties. I love to throw things away and be like, oh, how satisfying. Like it's empty, it's gone. And so for me, seeing that box empty at the end of the week was really satisfying. So this is James Clear's work in Atomic Habits. I will tag the book down below if you're interested in reading this. But these are really like the basics of forming a new habit. So habit stacking it onto a habit that you already do, making it easy, making it visible, making it satisfying. So I allowed this habit a decent amount of time to embed itself. So I allowed a full week until I decided that I was ready for another micro change. Now the next micro change was simply to drink more water every day. This was really easy. I just started carrying a water bottle with me and I added a large jug of water to my desk in the office at the beginning of each day. And sure enough, I started drinking a hell of a lot more water. So I carried on with one tiny change per week until it felt like something was slipping and then I would slow down. So the next tiny change was just getting to bed before midnight each night. Now this one was harder, so it took a couple of weeks to embed that one. So my beliefs about tiny changes and the power that making tiny changes in our lives were reinforced when I listened to an episode of Diary of a CEO. Now, I apologize because I never remember the episode and I never remember the guest, but I do remember that his guest talked about how when we look to make New Year's resolutions about our fitness, health, or weight loss, we think that we need to get our trainers on and go for a run or join a gym. But actually, she said something that really like shook me. And it just seemed so obvious, but I'd never heard anyone say this before. She said, running is quite hardcore. Like that is a very hardcore exercise. There's not many people that can just run. Like can run a distance. And that's quite a shock to your body. That is really for someone with quite a high level of fitness. So you are much better off starting to just count your steps every day or just go for a walk every day rather than being like, right, January 1st, I'm going to join a gym or I'm going to start running. Like that is just going to shock your body. And I realized that that is exactly where my overwhelm had come from. That idea that I had to go from being the sedentary bitch I am to running every day was just filling me with absolute overwhelm. I would see these healthy girls on Instagram with their clean eating, and it felt so overwhelming to me, someone who grew up with an eating disorder and has binge eating problems as an adult. So you may not know this, but I've never eaten a sandwich. Like, you know, like a cold sandwich. Like I've never eaten a sandwich. I didn't eat a burger until I was about 25. I had real disordered eating growing up. We had a a girl at school's parent that like worked within the school, and she actually called me Anorexic Annie and my friend Bulimic Belinda because me and my friend were really skinny, and that had such an effect on me. I distinctly remember going home and eating an entire Victoria sponge cake because I was like, I just want to be like fatter. I don't want to be Anorexic Annie anymore. And so as an adult, now I find it hard like not to binge eat. So just so you see where I'm coming from, I find cooking really challenging. I find eating a balanced diet really challenging. I find the idea of clean eating very overwhelming to me, because for me, just to eat like a normal, regular person is actually, that in itself is quite a challenge. So yeah, I realized that previously, I'd just been overwhelmed with it all, and I just needed to start stacking one small change, one small habit on top of the other. Now, you might think that these would not make much of a difference, but this is what I was doing when I was getting these like little habits in place. I was getting the basics right so that I had enough energy to even think about taking steps to improve my health. Now, as a single mother of three that is the sole like breadwinner, I am often so tired and so burnt out, especially in the middle of winter. So taking these small steps to make sure that I was getting my iron.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And I was getting my supplements and I was drinking enough and I was going to sleep early enough. These really small changes were actually giving me that extra little boost of energy to start thinking about the absolute necessities in my life, like getting everyone fed and to school and, you know, bathed and doing my work, but actually to give me the bandwidth to start thinking about, how would I like to improve my health? Do you know what else it did as well, which was really important, is it started building trust and love with myself. Now, I've talked about this a couple of times on the podcast, but I seriously think that it is the secret to manifesting what you want. Now, when I was younger, I was a terrible school pupil. I was a terrible college student. I was a terrible employee. I was just the fucking worst. And I hated that life. And I realize now why I was so shit at it was because I fucking hated it. But I would never be on time. My attendance was super low. I would always make up excuses for like why I wasn't there. I think I almost had like Munchausen. Like I think I genuinely used to like genuinely feel ill, but I think I was making myself feel ill because I just wasn't in alignment with the life that I wanted. And when I wanted to become self-employed, I found it a real struggle to manifest that because I had no trust in myself to be able to run my own business, to be reliable, to be punctual, to be showing up, because I'd never done it in my life. Like I'd never done it. And what I had to do was slowly build that love and trust by taking small actions every day. It was turning up for every client. It was being on time. It was taking steps to build my business. And sure enough, 10 years later, I have incredible love and trust for myself. I know that no matter what happens, I don't have to rely on anybody else to financially support me, to help me. I know that I can trust myself to support myself in whatever way I need to. And I've built that trust and love with myself because of my actions over the years. But I didn't have that love and trust with myself when it came to my eating and my health and the way that I treated my body. And so that was a really important part of this whole jigsaw for me, was it almost like the aspects of my personality didn't fit. On this one hand, I was this incredible creator, this incredible manifester that could manifest her goals and create her dream life and be able to walk the walk and talk the talk and also preach it to others and say, you can do this too. But there was this other side of my personality that was no longer in alignment with the kind of person that I am, which is somebody that treats their body badly, the kind of person that is saying they're going to do one thing and then doing another. It was taking me right back to when I was younger and not having that love and trust in myself. And so I realized that I needed to match that side of my personality with the part that had already grown and evolved. So as I carried on with this health journey, I started doing three things right. Number one was that I started embodying being a person who cares about their health. Now, I am reading Infinite Receiving by Susie Ashworth in the book club at the moment. And she talks about how when we want to manifest any goal in our life, rather than thinking, what do I have to do to achieve this goal? We need to think, who do I need to be? Who do I need to become to create this goal, to make this goal happen? And embodying being the kind of person who cares about their health. We talk about this actually in Atomic Habits as well, about an identity shift, about becoming the kind of person that has this goal. It really is the fucking secret to achieving any kind of goal that you want. Rather than being like, oh, I'm going to lose 3 stone. You want to be like, I am the kind of person who cares about their health, who cares about their fitness, and it will find an opportunity to be healthy every day. When you truly embody that, everything else kind of becomes effortless. Everything else kind of becomes effortless. Now, number two is, I am becoming the kind of person that does what they say that they're going to do. So by taking these really small actions every week, you know, Fran, take your supplements every single day, go to bed before midnight, drink enough water each day. They may seem like really small goals to you, but what I was doing was I was setting myself small tasks. I was saying what I was going to do, and then I fucking did it. And that was really building that love and trust with myself. That builds a confidence in yourself of doing something when no one is watching. Nobody but you. It really builds that self-trust and self-love. Now, number three is, I was taking small actions each day. As I have been on this self-development journey, I have discovered that small actions each day is a very, very satisfying way to work, because it also is the most effective way to reach your goals. When I was younger, I don't know if this is ADHD or what, but I would be the kind of person that would not do any work for like their GCSEs or an exam or whatever, or their coursework. And then on the last day, I'd just be like, fuck, right, I'll just do it all in one day. And I could never have the motivation and the stamina to just take small steps every day towards my goal. But as we get older and we have goals that really do require that small step every day kind of mentality, you realize how quickly it compounds over time and how quickly you can build something incredible just from taking small actions each day. So a prime example of this would be the book club. That is literally reading a new chapter every couple of days or a new book every month. But actually 3.5 years in, we've read something like, I don't know, 60 books. Imagine what that would do to you to read 60 self-development books, like how much you change as a person as a result of that. So for me, doing like a small thing every day, seeing myself as this little tortoise, just taking a step, a step, a step, a step, that is very, very satisfying to me. So we move on to about mid-January. Somebody contacted me asking me to do a weight loss program with them. And I was really honest and I honored myself and I said, now ain't the time, my friend. Like, I'm wintering, I'm hibernating, I'm super low energy, but in about a month, I will totally be up for this. So again, just honouring myself and where I am. So mid-February, I started working with an online fat loss coach, and this is where the magic really starts to speed up. He had me buy a set of scales, a tape measure, and a step counter. And I had to weigh in every morning, check in once a week with pictures, full body pictures of myself and measurements. Poor Jay, my assistant, and poor Bo, who have had to take those pictures for me. I apologise. You've had to take those pictures for me. You didn't want to see that. But all of a sudden, it wasn't me just stabbing about in the dark saying, oh, I want to lose weight or I want to be healthier. All of a sudden, I knew my starting point. I knew how much I weighed. I knew how much I measured. I knew how much I was losing each week. And it made it all measurable and satisfying. So again, we took it super, super slow. The first week, he just wanted me to log everything I ate. Like, don't even change the way I eat at all. Don't try and eat healthily. Don't try and eat less. Just log everything you eat. Just get into the habit of logging everything. And that first week, I lost weight just from the awareness of quite how much I was eating. Again, it's a little bit like just a simple mindset shift. For me, food was always like a real reward. And so if I had combined breakfast and lunch to have a bit of a brunch, which is kind of what I always do, I would then feel like, well, no, but I deserve three meals a day. I deserve that extra meal. So after I put the girls to bed, it would be like 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, I'd get on Deliveroo and I'd have a really high calorie meal, an extra meal late at night, which is terrible, because I felt like I deserved it. But now that little mindset shift, because I'm now tracking everything and I can see how many calories I'm having, it's now just as satisfying to be like, well, actually, the mindset shift is, how much do I want to work towards my goal today? Like, how much can I come in under my calories? Like, can I hit my calorie goal? It's just very fucking satisfying. So the second week, I had a target. It was a slight calorie deficit, not that much, and just 8,000 steps a day. So this is nothing crazy. 8,000 steps a day. I think we're all supposed to just take 10,000 steps a day anyway. So I started to make small changes. So I started just walking on my treadmill 10 minutes here and there to get my steps up on particularly sedentary days. And I've just been trying to come in at my calorie deficit every single day. Now, something I will say is I'm still not eating like massively, massively healthy, because we go back to what we said before about not making too many changes at once, not overwhelming yourself, not feeling like you're failing, because as soon as you feel like you're failing, you don't trust yourself anymore and you're like, oh, fucked it again. Whereas now I'm not saying I have to eat a perfect, clean, balanced diet. All I'm doing is I'm doing a calorie deficit and I'm hitting 8,000 steps. And what I'm doing is I'm achieving that. And so again, I'm building that trust with myself. I genuinely now am becoming the kind of person that is saying what she wants to do and then doing it, sticking to it. So I've been doing this about 4 weeks now, and I have lost almost a stone. I've lost 12 pounds in total. And I just feel fucking amazing. So I think because it's trackable, I can see my progress. It's a habit now. I really enjoy it. Like, I genuinely just feel great. I feel better than I have done in a long time. But I also know that this isn't the end. I know that my nutrition could be better. But like I said, if I tried to reduce the volume I'm eating, track my calories, eat clean, go healthy, go to the gym all at once, I would have just given up on day three. So by slowly introducing something new every few weeks, I'm seeing real traction and real change in the kind of person that I am. One other thing I'm doing is I speak it. Speak what you seek. Speak it into existence. This is so powerful. Our words are spells. So I talk about this all the time. My friends and family are fucking sick of my shit. They are sick of it. So this is kind of what I used to do when I used to talk about being a wealthy woman. So when I first discovered the money books in the book clubs, which was probably like 2 years ago, I would walk around saying, I am a wealthy woman. Sorry, I'm not doing that. I'm a wealthy woman. Or this is just the way I am. I'm a wealthy woman. And we used to say it like in my family, kind of jokingly, but I was also dead fucking serious. I was like, I am going to be the wealthiest woman in this family, and you better believe. And so I am speaking this into existence around everyone I know. If we are out at lunch and, you know, I'm tempted to get an extra side, an extra dessert, and an extra everything, I'm like, do you know what? I'm just not that person anymore. I don't keep quiet about it. Maybe this is why sober people, when they get sober and clean, like they talk about it all the fucking time. I think it's because you just want to speak it into existence. And I audibly say several times a day to people, oh, I wonder how many calories are in that. Oh, actually, I'm not that kind of person anymore. Yeah, I'm just like, I'm a very healthy bitch now. Like, and I just say it jokingly the same way I used to say I'm a wealthy woman. But you know what? What you speak about joking to begin with because you feel uncomfortable about it, you will soon just start speaking in full truth because you embody it and you become it, and that's who you are. So I just really am embodying this in a sustainable way. Taking these small actions, these small goals, and just adding to it as and when it feels right. Now, what's interesting is as I have started doing my calorie counting, which is really like, honestly, abstaining from food, like this has been one of the hardest things I've ever done. Do you know what's happened? My supplements thing has kind of fallen to the wayside. So I need to kind of just stop making any new changes. I don't want to decrease my calories or up my exercise or anything until I've got this down. If ever I'm in doubt, I just take it slower. So once I get the supplements back on track again, then I can start going forward with more changes, you know. Maybe I want to start eating more nutritiously, cleaner. Maybe I want to be vegan, who knows? But that kind of shit I can't even think about yet. A really great example of this was about 2 weeks into this, the nutrition coach was like, you are not getting enough protein. And if you don't get enough protein, you'll lose muscle instead of fat, so you need to take a protein shake. And I was like, if you had said to me at the beginning of this journey, take a protein shake, it was so far out of my comfort zone, I'd have been like, go fuck yourself. But by slowly introducing things, the unfamiliar and the exotic become just normal. And for me, the idea of a protein shake was very fucking exotic. So a personal trainer contacted me the other day and was like, I'm local, I'd love to help train you. And I was like, do you know what? I'm going to be honest. I'm on this health journey, but I'm not there yet. I will be soon, but I'm not there yet. So I'm not committing myself to things that I know are stretching me into my overwhelm, because I know what will happen. I will let down, I will fail, and then that doesn't help me to embody being the kind of person that's taking their health seriously. So I really, I think twice, I think three times before taking anybody up on any offers of improving my health in any more ways, because I want to make sure that it is slow and that it is sustainable. So remember, with any habit-based goal, that a 1% change of direction every single day, like imagine how much you can change your life just by changing 1% direction every day. I know everybody's heard this, but you know, like a pilot, an airline pilot, if he changed the direction of the aeroplane by just 1 degree, rather than landing in like New York, he'd land in like the fucking North Pole or something. Do you know what I mean? It's something extreme like that. You know me, I never know the actual true quote, but you get the gist of it. And so just changing this direction a tiny bit every day, imagine how much better my health is going to be by next January the 1st. Like, it's going to be a world away from what it was this year. Next January is a month before my 40th birthday, and one of my goals is that I want to look and feel better than I ever have by my 40th birthday. And so this means physically, cosmetically, health-wise, body-wise, fitness-wise, life, environment, friends and family, everything-wise, mentally, I want to be the best I've ever been as I hit 40. Like, that's just like my little personal goal for myself. So, like I say, I'm not a nutritionist or a fitness coach or anything by any means, but I am somebody that has massively, massively struggled with my health goals my whole fucking life. And I finally feel like I've kind of cracked the code to really making sustainable change. And so if you have got some value from this, I really hope you have, and I hope that this has inspired you to make your own micro changes for your health or whatever direction you are trying to move your life in. If you have gained any value from this episode, do me a solid. You can rate, review, subscribe, share this podcast on your social media. Every little helps. Thank you so much. And I will leave the links down below of the nutrition guy that I'm working with. I'll leave the link to the book Atomic Habits, and I will leave a link to the self-development book club. We are just about to choose a new book that we will be doing in April. So if you want to get on board, now is the perfect time. Or you can go back and listen to any of the books that we've done in the past, including Overcoming Emotional Eating, Atomic Habits, or Infinite Receiving that we are doing this month. I'm truly so excited to keep on this journey, and I'm going to be sharing updates. I'm really excited to have my hot girl summer. I really am. I'm really excited to have my hot girl summer. I fucking deserve it. Do you know what I'm fed up of? Is like, when it's time to go to like nice things, I just don't like what I look like in anything that I'm wearing. None of my jeans have fitted for about a solid 6 to 9 months now, so I can never wear jeans. Everything's too tight, everything's uncomfortable, and I'm really excited to, when I get like an invitation to go somewhere, be excited about what I'm wearing and not just try to hide myself in black. As Bruce Jenner once said to Khloe Kardashian, why are you running around in black all the time? Is it because you're not comfortable with your body? What a piss take. How dare he say that to her on TV? God, we love Khloe Kardashian. But no, I was running around in black all the time. And now I'm looking forward to wearing things with confidence and just showing up as my best fucking self. And that isn't to say that you need to lose weight to show up as your best self, but you do need to feel a peace and confidence with yourself. And for me, doing what I said I was going to do and showing up for myself when people aren't watching, when it's just me, myself and I at home, how I treat my body, how I treat myself, that for me is me living my best life. So I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. I'm really scared that I'm going to get loads of backlash, but it's more about health and weight loss. I hope that you take that from it. But I do also want a hot girl summer, let's not lie. Right, I will see you bitches next week. The law of attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too. Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.